This program is brought to you by thepodcastfactory.com.
You're listening to the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. And now, here's your host, Lisa Rangel.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the 8th episode of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. I'm Lisa Rangel, host of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast and founder of Chameleon Resumes. We are an executive resume writing and job search consultancy firm that helps executive and rising leaders land their next position faster. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and we're going to show you how to incorporate soft skills into your resume so you can stay marketable to your network, which is one of the many ways to have job security in today's economy and proactively take care of yourself and your career. And in past episodes, we've talked about the only way you can truly protect yourself from job loss is to pretend you're fired today. I mean, this could happen to anybody. So pretend you're fired today, make a list of activities you would do to start finding your next job and start doing them now. Always having this list in the works, having your resume ready, your LinkedIn profile up to date, your network prime. This is the best path to always be working, have career continuity, and not have gaps between employment. As we've said in episode one, the first thing on that pretend you're fired today list is dusting off that resume. Get it updated. And in the last few episodes, we looked at how to format the document according to today's trends for marketing, finance, healthcare, and IT resumes. And this works for every discipline in corporate. How to find the right keywords to put into your document so you can catch the attention of recruiters, of hiring managers, and of decision makers in your network. We also looked at resume mistakes you can avoid. And today, we're going to show you how to incorporate soft skills into your resume so you can outshine your competition by showing your target market how to create results and what you've done in your past with your teams that you've managed. How you include soft skills in your resume is crucial in whether or not you'll get that exploratory call or that discussion. Oftentimes, there are skills that have more to do with your personality and your way with people and how you motivate them. And it's slightly difficult sometimes to put them on paper, but when you do, you really set yourself apart from the rest. So let's get to this. Up until relatively recently, companies thought that hard skills, when they hire the right ones, that's what's going to get them to their goals and to the bottom line that they want. Now, companies have come to realize that soft skills are just as important for leadership roles when it comes to growing a company. Soft skills are considered to be behaviors and traits such as adaptability, resilience, critical thinking, people management skills, likability, talent attraction, time management, and so forth. Essentially, these soft skills are those that aren't as hard driving or as upfront as you can see on a document. So we're going to show you 5 ways to effectively and strategically incorporate soft skills in your resume so it is clear to the reader that you have the goods. So first, use the soft skills mentioned in the job ad. Go to the company website, see what they value in terms of leadership. Use the words that are used there, as long as they apply to you, of course. Job ads, company websites, LinkedIn profiles of the corporate leaders of that company where you want to target often will have soft skills written into them, the traits that they value in their leaders. This will give you a clue as to what the employer might be looking for. For one instance, an employer may emphasize that a candidate be sort of a people manager, while others may prefer high energy and enthusiastic. Once you've identified the soft skills in the job or those that are important to that organization based on your research, be sure to incorporate them into the resume, but in a quantifiable, measurable manner, and customize these soft skill components based on what you're targeting. This technique is so much more effective than sending a generic resume to everybody. Next, you want to provide solid examples. Anyone can say that they have strong communication skills on a resume, but not everyone can prove it. With many of the skills that you're going to reference in your resume, make sure you have examples and facts to back it up. For extra effect, use examples using the STAR method. You can Google the STAR method. We won't cover it in detail here. But when you use the STAR method and you have the situations and the actions that you're taking and the results, that's when you're going to be able to demonstrate that you fixed a problem for the company and outline how you did it with great results. And you want to apply the same tactic with your soft skills. So, for example, Let's say your company was about to lose a big client over a misunderstanding. The client was irate, ready to terminate the contract, and it was a $100,000 contract. But you swept in, saved the day with your communication skills. This is where you can say something to the effect of, and here's just an example, communicated effectively with key client with revenues of over $650,000, rectifying issues as they arose to result in a long-term retained relationship. So this is an example of how to be specific and concrete with the effects of your awesome communication skills. What clients did you retain? Did you have low employee turnover? Were you able to promote people within your department, showing how you communicate and cultivate? Use examples of your soft skills and show how you have those with examples. You want to use verbs related to soft skills. One of the biggest mistakes that I see executives and rising leaders make when writing their resume is they avoid the use of verbs. And a quick way to remedy that is to use verbs, action-driven verbs that are associated with your soft skills. So for instance, if you work in healthcare and you often deal with individuals that are going through challenging times as a medical professional, your ability to empathize with patients, their families, provide them what they need is a key indicator on whether you're going to be suitable for that particular organization or not. So indicate customer satisfaction, patient satisfaction surveys, show quantifiable results of how you do this great empathy and relationship building with patients. Next, you want to highlight your leadership qualities. You know, being a leader in the workplace requires the use of multiple soft skills at once. Simply put, you can't be a leader if you don't know how to deal with people. Highlighting your leadership qualities on your resume can help you bring in a very important soft skill into your document. It's also very useful to have examples that will demonstrate these soft skills. Indicate how your management skills led to the promotions of your staff, as I said earlier, how you cherry-picked subordinates and cultivated them for leadership roles, indicate the mentorship that you engaged with them, outlined how you trained and developed your staff or identified the resources to use to train and develop your staff. You want to show how your people management resulted in cost savings, revenue development, and profit making. Lastly, you want to use quantitative examples. So if you really want to impress a potential employer in looking for passive top talent, you want to find quantitative examples of your soft skills. So let's say, for instance, one of your soft skills is being a team player, which, right, let's be frank, that is a cliche at best. That's a phrase on your resume that you don't want to use, but you may be able to say something like, I assembled a team of 14 people to improve morale within the organization, and employee turnover decreased by 12% since the inception of this morale program. So something to that effect, where if you were charged by your organization to find a team of ambassadors to improve morale and the employee turnover decreased by 12% as a result of this program that you instituted, then that's a concrete result. That's a measured result of how well you did implementing your team player soft skill set. And in a day where relationships build business and retain employees, it's important to highlight your soft skills in your resume. I'm so proud of you that you're going to write this resume before you need it. And if you're currently not working, I don't want you to panic. This is a no panic zone. The bottom line is you now know what to do. And starting today, you can take the steps to make your resume stronger. I want you to take action on today's episode. I want you to go to resumecheatsheet.com. Download the resume sample that we have there, and I want you to start comparing your current resume with that awesome sample that I have for you to use. And I want you to look at what's similar between your resume and the sample. I want you to make note of what's missing from your resume that you see in the sample. That's where you start to make the change. Download the resume cheat sheet at resumecheatsheet.com and have that document ready for the next episode as well. We're going to work on how to structure your profile. And we're going to take the information from that resume and go from there. So remember, from the next few episodes of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, we're going to go through a list of tactics and activities that you can do now as if you were let go today to ensure that you are always ready for whatever the world brings your way. My friend saved me with her priceless advice by saying to me, pretend you're fired today, Lisa, and I'm paying it forward with you. And I ask you to pay this sentiment forward and share this with as many executives and rising professionals who you feel would benefit from this build it before you need it advice. It absolutely gets rid of the stress that we all experience in today's economy when you are just prepared. And to get a jump on the first item of the Pretend You're Fired Today activity list, which is to get your resume ready, go to resumecheatsheet.com and download that freebie there on how to write your resume easily. You'll also get an opportunity to do some additional training. And once you're done with that part, next week we're going to tackle how to write your LinkedIn profile. And that'll be the next step on the Pretend You're Fired Today list. So thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to hearing about your progress, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.